Hey, Hackett, there's a rumor going around that you are leasing a second plane.
Yeah, that's right, Roy. We're expanding our operation. What's wrong? You afraid of a little friendly competition, huh?
Let me tell you something, Sparky. There is no such thing as friendly competition.
Oh, yeah. You can't scare us, Roy.
Oh, man. What does he think he's going to do?
Your attention. Aeromaster is pleased to announce its new economy fare to Boston, only $39.95.
Announcing Sandpiper Air's new Super Saver fare to Boston, a low $29.95.
Aeromaster Boston, only $19.95.
Sandpiper, $9.95.
Aeromaster, $9.95, and your companion flies free.
Sandpiper, everybody flies free! I don't know what you're doing, Brian, but whatever it is, keep it up.
Casey, what's wrong?
Oh, my whole body hurts. I went to the gym for the first time in months. I guess I overdid it a little on the free weights.
Oh. Well, you know, in my day, women didn't go to the gym. We didn't have weights. We didn't have aerobics.
Well, how'd you stay in shape?
Did you ever try to stuff your rear end into a Playtex living girdle? Well, that was a workout.
Aeromast flight 33 to Hyannis is now ready for boarding. And don't forget, your complimentary water pick.
He's killing us with these promotions. You know, I can't believe that anyone would actually fly Aeromast to get a free water pick.
Well, obviously, you've never known the heartbreak of gingivitis.
You know, Joe, it's a little awkward, you know, working for you and Roy. You guys are in the middle of this feud. And I just want you to know where my loyalties lie.
Thanks, Lo. I appreciate it.
So, you giving away any good free stuff?
No.
See ya. You know, Roy, it's always a little awkward working for you.
Have another water pick. A little quiet over here, Hackett. Who died? Oh, that's right, your business.
For your information, Roy, Sandpiper customers are loyal customers. They're not going to be driven away no matter how many stupid little gifts you give them.
Announcing the arrival of Sandpiper Flight 2 from Boston.
That's flight two? Where are all the passengers?
Arriving on Aeromast with their free point-and-shoot cameras.
We have to talk.
You're right. Brian round up all the Sandpiper employees.
Sure thing. Come on, Faye, let's go.
I've given it a lot of thought, and I think I've come up with a plan.
No, just wait a second, Brian. I've been thinking a lot about this, too. Here's how I see it. The situation is this. Roy has more capital than we do, so he can undercut our prices. Everybody with me so far?
Gotcha.
All right.
Result of this is that more people are flying on his airline than are flying on our airline, which means that very shortly, we will go out of business.
Yeah, and?
That's it. I just thought a little recap might help.
Well, now that we're up to speed, would you like to hear a real solution?
Sorry, I'm late. I heard there was a meeting.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Helen. We're sort of in the middle of a Sandpiper business.
Uh-huh. What's our plan?
Our plan?
Well, yes, I'm going to marry Joe. So, you know, I'd naturally have an interest in
yes,
the future of the airline.
I know you do.
No, come on, Brian. She doesn't want to get involved. She just wants to listen in.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what they said about Yoko Ono.
So, how are we going to beat Roy?
I have a plan.
Sweetie, didn't you have an idea?
What, to put you on our next album?
Oh, all right, yeah. Well, you know, that we should not compete with Roy and his frills and just concentrate on being who we are, get back to basics.
Oh, back to basics, I like that.
Well, I hate to break it to you, but we never left basics. Basically, we're a bus with wings.
Well, do you have a better suggestion?
As a matter of fact, I do love.
One way to get an edge, to really get an edge over Aramis, is to have a distinctive personality. And how do we get that distinctive personality? With a celebrity spokesperson.
I have a cousin who says she knows Emmanuel Lewis.
Really? No, I was thinking of someone who is, you know, synonymous with flight, like, say, a former astronaut, perhaps Charles Ace Galvin.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's a great idea. Yeah, but why stop there? I mean, while we're at it, why don't we get the Queen of England or the Pope or Mother Teresa?
I'm serious about this, Joe. I really am. I've already made inquiries, and it turns out that Ace is available for endorsements. All we have to do is pay his expenses and come look us over.
No, really?
Yes!
You're not kidding me? I mean, Ace Galvin? That would be amazing. He's one of the reasons I got into flying. The guy's a national hero.
But is he necessarily the person in mind?
Right. I mean, who in their right mind would want an American legend endorsing their airline? Oh, would you stop that? That's so annoying.
Okay, fine. I'll just say it. I mean, do you really want to risk every cent you have on some celebrity?
He's not just a celebrity, Helen. The man has walked on the moon. He is an institution. His face is on a box of cereal.
Oh, I love that cereal. It's got wheat on one side, corn on the other. It's crispy. It never gets soggy.
Joe. Listen. When we became partners, okay, we always said that we would decide everything together. Right? We wouldn't make a move unless we were both on board. We would always agree. So if you don't think this is a good idea, I'll drop it right now.
You already called him, didn't you?
He's right outside. Everybody, I'd like to introduce Lieutenant Colonel Charles Galvin.
Just call me Ace.
We get to call him Ace.
This is my brother, Joe Hackett.
Oh?
Very nice to meet you, Ace. and this is my fiancée, Helen Chapman.
This is a pleasure.
Oh, no, the pleasure is mine. Okay, enough chit-chat. We're going to need an out clause if business does not increase 10% in the next 6 months.
Control your woman.
Yeah. Ace, I'll never forget what you said when you first walked on the moon. It's one small step for man.
I think you have me mixed up with Neil Armstrong.
Oh. Which one are you again?
Ace, why don't you come right this way? We'll show you around.
Hey, Antonio, what are you reading?
Oh, it's this fascinating article called How to Tell If a Woman's Flirting. It's about the little ways they use body language, you know, to show if they're interested in you. Look at this. See, they touch their necks, they lick their lips, huh? They cock their heads invitingly. And if they really like you, they arch their backs to accentuate their, you know, breasts.
Oh, my God. Huh? My cousin Bevo has been coming on to me.
Hi, Casey.
Oh, hi, Antonio.
How are you today?
Oh, I should be in bed. See ya.
Oh, what a little tease.
Well, Ace, that is pretty much the whole operation. I guess it seems pretty small to you, huh?
No, not at all. That's a damn fine twin engine you got out there. You should be damn proud.
Ah, we are proud. Damn proud.
Hey, wait a minute. You are Charles Galvin, aren't you?
Just call me Ace.
Oh, I'm Roy Biggins.
Mind if I call you Big?
Oh, sir, this is an honor. What brings you to Nantucket?
Well, the boy's here.
He's going to endorse Sandpiper.
You're kidding.
That's right. And when he does, you can kiss your Aeromass goodbye.
Aeromass, eh? So you're the guy giving away the free water picks.
Yeah. Let me tell you something, pal. Gimmicks are no substitute for good old-fashioned American service like you get here at Sandpiper.
How would you like a point-and-shoot camera?
Love one.
Ace Galvin.
I never thought I'd be standing here shaking your hand, sir.
My pleasure, son.
I never thought I'd be standing here hearing you say, my pleasure, son.
That's quite all right.
I never thought I'd be standing here hearing...
Look. Ace, this is Lowell, our chief mechanic.
You remind me of Buzz. Why? Buzz Aldrin. No, Buzz Thompson. He lost oxygen during training. Spent the rest of his time playing ping pong with the chimps. I like monkeys. Uh-huh. Well, boys, what do you say we take that plane of yours up and see what she'll do?
Really? I mean, you know, you're one of the most famous pilots in the world. You can fly anything you want.
Oh, not since I lost my license. See, I kind of borrowed a Tomcat, and then I misjudged my landing and wound up sending her down in Dollywood. The moral is, never let a hooker be your navigator. Oh. Can I quote you?
Look down here over to your left, you'll see the Great Point Lighthouse was built in 1785. Came down on a storm, they had to rebuild it.
Yeah, this all must seem pretty dull compared to outer space, huh?
What, are you kidding? Space was duller than him. We had to find ways to liven it up.
Really? Like what?
Well, one time I filled a condom with Tang, shot it out the airlock. That's cool.
Yeah, what a guy.
But you know what the most fun was? When the mission commander was trying to dock and maneuver, I'd sneak up behind him and do this. That's excellent!
Well, Ace, I guess what most people remember, though, is when you landed on the moon and you knelt down and prayed for peace in our galaxy.
Actually, I was putting down fake dog poop for when the Ruskies showed up. That's outstanding! Come on, Grandma, you're flying this thing like we got speed bumps up here. How about I give it a shot?
I want to sit up front with Ace.
No, low.
Come on. Let the kids sit with the big guy.
Thanks, Ace.
Now, Ace, Joe and I just want to say that it would be a real honor, not to mention a lifesaver, if you would agree to endorse Sandpiper.
Well, I don't just lend my name to anything. The name Ace Galvin is synonymous with class. Hey, that cloud looks like a giant boob.
A big boob!
Ace, you got a 707 right up ahead.
Listen, kid, I gotta tell you that you have not lived till you party in space.
Ace, looks like we're right in his flight path.
Most of my third mission, I had a hangover.
Yeah, Ace, we're right in his flight path.
And on my fourth mission, we made freeze-dried margaritas. It tastes like crap, but it gets you there.
Ace!
You guys never would have made it through our training program. Want to see what I used to do to jumpy recruits?
No.
No?
Yeah. Hold on, girls. Outstanding.
You guys look terrible. Are you okay?
Well, I was fine until my stomach came out of my nose. Galvin is a maniac. Not only did he almost kill us, he's the most obnoxious man I have ever met.
So, Brian, what happened to your great big hero?
I threw it up right after I ate it.
No, that was great, Ash. No, I always wondered what blacking out felt like.
I gotta tell you guys, that was a rush. And I have decided to endorse your airline. So why don't you just draw up a little agreement and bring it over to the hotel tonight. Now, if you'll excuse me, I gotta go and jettison some excess fuel.
Okay, so you've had your fun with your little astronaut. Let's get down to business. I don't think you want a jerk like that as your spokesman.
I know Ace is a little spirited.
Oh, a little spirited? He flew alongside a 747 so Lowell could moon the people in first class. No, Helen, you are absolutely right. Look, I don't want him representing my airline. Make him go home.
Excuse me, you're Ace Galvin, aren't you? Wow, Sean, this is one of America's great space heroes.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that. It means a lot to me. Because, you know, son, pride is what the space program is all about.
Really?
There's pride in the job we do, pride in being part of the team. And it's exactly that kind of teamwork that I see every day among the men and women right here at Sandpiper Air. Believe me, that is a team that I am proud to be a small part of. See you at the hotel, boys.
Yeah, we'll be there, good buddy.
Brian, I really had my doubts about Ace, but when I saw the way he charmed those people this afternoon, I gotta tell you, I'm sold.
What did I tell you? He's just the image Sandpiper needs.
We're paying for this? Oh, come on, it's just a little party. Champagne, I'm not paying for that. Holes in the wall, I'm not paying for that.
Yeah, yes. I know it's $8.50 a minute, but I want to talk to a redhead.
Believe me, I'm sure so I'm not paying for that. Hey, trust me, Joe, this is worth $8.50. Look, Ace, we got to talk.
Please, just call me Ace.
What the hell is with the holes in the wall? That's going to cost me a fortune.
Oh, simmer down, Lucille. I'm just trying to teach my pal here how to play drywall roulette.
It's great. Yeah, you just run at the wall and smash into it with your head. But, you know, you really only have a 1 in 6 chance of actually hitting a stud. Hence, you know, hence the name roulette.
But if you hit a stud, couldn't it kill you?
Hey. It's like Ace says, you gotta live fast, die young, and leave a flat-headed corpse.
Yeah. All right, Sparky, you ready to play again?
Hey, I am.
Let's do it.
Hey, anything to take my mind off this headache.
Wait, guys.
Ready?
Guys, don't.
Blast off!
Oh, come on, guys, don't. It's a maniac. Joe, relax. No, he is a big, crude, horrible man, and I hate him. But the public loves him, and that's what counts. Listen, as soon as we get his signature on this contract, it'll all be worth it.
Ladies, you want to see my moon rocks?
Ace. Hey, listen, I know you're busy, and you're probably going off to do something that I don't want to know about. But listen, if you could just put your signature down in this contract, we'll be out of your way.
Oh, boys, no can do. This is a conflict of interest.
With what?
Hey, guys.
What are you doing here?
Oh, I just came by to hoist a few with the new spokesman for Aeromass Airlines.
What? Wait a minute, what happened to all that stuff about pride and teamwork, all that other stuff?
Well, I'm sorry, boys, but I got to thinking about it, and I realized that Aeromass could give me something that you couldn't.
What?
Twice the money. And a slightly used Lexus. Now, if you'll excuse me, there's a young lady in the other room who insists that I need a severe spanking.
So, Aeromass will get bigger and we'll just go out of business. Nothing to get sore about. It's just money. Yeah, right. It's only money. You ready? Yeah, I'm ready.
Blast off!
Hi, Casey.
Oh, hi, Antonio. Antonio?
Okay, baby. Why don't we stop playing games? I think we both know what's going on here.
What?
I read you loud and clear.
Antonio?
What? Huh?
You got a big gob of cream cheese on your lip.
Don't you think I know that?
Attention, please. Aeromass, the airline of astronauts, proudly announces flight 26 to Boston, as Ace Galvin always says. Fly Aeromass. They're my kind of folks.
Man, I can't believe we spent all that money on Ace and he turned on us.
Well, you're just lucky that I'm not the kind of person that would rub your nose in it. Though I told you not to get involved with that jerk. What the hell were you thinking?
Did everybody see my ad in the Boston Globe? This ad is running in all the papers on the East Coast.
Hey, Roy.
Yeah?
You didn't happen to read the front page of the paper, did you?
Why read the front page? My head's on the back.
Oh, I thought this might interest you. Astronaut dampens White House ceremony. During a Rose Garden ceremony to commemorate a new postal stamp in his honor, former astronaut Charles Ace Galvin shocked the White House when he dropped his pants and proceeded to urinate on socks, the first family's beloved pet. When taken away in a straitjacket by the Secret Service, Galvin's only comment was, "Fly Aeromass, they're my kind of folks."
Ooh, stud.
Sam Piper, commercial take 3.
Sanford and Son are visiting Nick at Night.
It's about time.
That means for the next 5 nights, Sanford and Son will be spending the night with you.
Oh, I'd think about that if I was you.
Well, it's too late now, so stay tuned. The Sanford Sleepover is up next on Nick at Night.
This month and receive a free Sandpiper calendar. Fly Sandpiper Air. We'll get you there.